10,191, Clear Channel Outdoor, east of U.S. Route 13, 2,050 feet south of Route 452. A special use exception to place a billboard, a variance from the maximum size requirement, the height requirement for a billboard, and a variance from the side yard setback requirement. Okay.
Rick Phillips, 7655 Armager Drive, Seaford, Delaware.
Swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Wait a minute, get him for you all.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I have a couple extra things that would help. First, we're requesting a special use exception to install a 10'6 by 36 foot, which is 378 square foot steel monopole billboard. We're requesting a 78 square foot variance from the 300 square foot max allowable, a 26.12 foot variance from the required 50 foot side yard setback, and a 5 foot variance from the 25 foot max allowable height. I have some overhead views coming down if you.
This is a new sign as opposed to a replacement?
Yes, sir. In the aerial view that you've shown, it would be easier for me to follow. In the last 4 months, due to change of property ownership and development, we have removed two 12 by 40 wood structures for a total of three faces. Each of those faces were 480 square feet from the two parcels directly north of the location I'm requesting to rebuild. Since 1999, all of those advertising spaces were used by local businesses and or public service. We made every effort to renegotiate new leases for the existing boards with intentions of applying for variances to rebuild as steel monopoles. I did not include a picture of a steel monopole because I know the board's well aware of what they look like. We were able to negotiate a new lease with a landowner directly to the south, which I have showed for the proposed site. What the boards that we lost in the industry are known as bulletins, and they are typically either a 12 by 48 or a 10'6 by 36. They are more of a long-term billboard versus the poster panels, which you see, which are typically 12 foot by 25 foot. So there's where our request for the 78 square foot increase in size comes in. We're requesting the 26.12 foot variance from the required 50 foot side yard setback to allow installation of the structure in the most practical place on the property. That is not in the drive or adjacent to some tall plantings, the on-premise sign, and a flagpole that's located in the center of the property. And the 5 foot variance for height, there are some tall plantings on the property which will, in short time, start interfering with the view of the board. And the 5 foot would prevent us from having to trim those and give us time to make everything more visible. There are other billboards in the direct vicinity of the proposed location, and in February of this year, the board approved a special use exception with variances to rebuild an existing wood structure as a 10'6 by 36 steel monopole, and that structure is located across 13, just a short ways to the south at the Dr. Long property.
This is the P&A property?
Yes.
Mr. Rickard, I know in the past P&A has been in violation with their mobile structures. Are they in compliance now?
I'm sorry, John, I didn't hear you.
In the past, P&A engineering company has been in violation with their mobile structures. Are they now in compliance?
Yes, they are. Let me ask you this: Why do you need the 5 foot variance, the height variance?
There's some tall plantings on the front of the property there, to the south of the billboard.
So in other words, if the trees grew up to 60 feet, you would maybe have to go a little higher.
Get that high, we'll be doing some tree
because
trimming.
You said something about.
Eventually, they are in short time. They will be interfering with the board.
Seen, huh?
Yes, sir.
Right, it would interfere with the view of the.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's been an issue before. The 150, the 78 foot from each side, is that correct? Square footage from each side?
Yes, sir.
And that's needed for why?
It's the size, we want to install a bulletin board, which in standard industry dimensions are either a 12 foot by 48 foot, which is way too large, or a 10 foot 6 inch by 36 inch, or 36 foot board, which is more of a permanent rental space than the 12 by 25 poster panels that you see.
Most of them are 12 by.
But they are short-term lease poster panel, throw them away.
And we recently approved one of that same size across the highway.
Yes, sir.
Right.
But it just can't be placed anywhere else on the property.
That is an area that's agreeable to the landowner. There, if you go to the southern end of the property, you're affected by the woods line to the south. It reduces your visibility as a north reed board. As you can see by the overhead view, the board that was removed most recently that was on the other parcel looks to be, and I don't have actual numbers, was closer to the property line from that side than what we're going back to this time.
But if it was back where the original was, then you wouldn't have the problems with the trees then, would you? You wouldn't have a problem needing that extra height.
No, that was on the other parcel.
Right.
The original was on a different parcel.
Okay.
Just north of that.
Yes, sir.
In fact, there were two north of that.
One directly north, and then way to the north, just south of the woods line, you can see where I have one circled.
And their combined square footage was more than what you're requesting.
Yes, sir.
And that one closest to it is on a different parcel.
Yes, it's not there. It was on a different parcel. Yes, sir.
Okay.
We attempted to renew the lease there. That parcel now is Delaware Homes, or I'm not sure exactly what it is. It's a modular home sales.
And have you spoke with them about this request?
No, sir. But I'm sure it was posted and they were notified.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I don't see where this request is different than other approvals, obviously, that we've approved in the past, obviously because of the one directly across the street. And the height is certainly less than we have approved. So I don't see where it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,191.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman approve case number 10,191. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Board of stand recess. Call the meeting back to order. Next case, please.
Next case, 10,192.